الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: كل بني آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected ulama ikram, elders, brothers and young ones in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In the 27th juz of the Holy Quran, Allah Ta'ala addresses the believers saying: أَلَمْ يَأْنِنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْ تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. Has the time not come for those who have proclaimed Iman, for those who claim that they have believed in the oneness of Allah and in the finality of the Prophet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has the time not come for them أَنْ تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, that their hearts now submit, become subservient and obedient to the command of Allah. They submit to the remembrance of Allah, وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ, and the commandments that have been revealed in the Qur'an Kareem. Allah Ta'ala has posed this question to us, respected elders and brothers. If we look deep down into our hearts, each and every one of us sitting here will answer, yes, indeed. Indeed, the time has come. The time has come for every one of us sitting here, and every ummati, and every person in the world, to understand what it is, what is that objective for which man has been sent down to this world. If there's a piece of equipment in front of us here, and we can't understand what it is for, then the best person to give us an explanation of what it is for will be the maker or the inventor of that equipment. As Muslims, and as people who have brought deen, have brought iman in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are so fortunate that Allah has saved us the hassle, the frustration that many disbelievers had to go through, spending their entire lives just pondering on this one point, that what is the purpose of our existence? And Allah has mentioned this purpose of our existence so clearly, without any doubt, without any hesitation, without any qualification in the Quran Kareem. Allah Ta'ala mentions, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, and I have created in jinn and man only that they may worship me. Only, ulama explain, mufassirin explain, only that they may recognize me. In fact, we know we are just two weeks away from the Mubarak month of Ramadan, the month that can be described as in businessman's terms, if you want to describe it, can be described as the peak season for our spirituality. And even in this month again, if we analyze what is the objective, the primary objective that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to achieve through the month of Ramadan, again we will find it is to achieve, that man must achieve his primary objective of the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran Kareem that, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Allah Ta'ala has prescribed fasting upon you, all those who have believed. Allah has prescribed fasting upon you, just as it was prescribed upon those before you, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you may gain this quality of taqwa, so that you may submit yourself totally to the remembrance of Allah, you may submit yourself to the obedience of Allah. Again, in another ayat of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala addresses the believers saying that, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, attaqu allaha haqqa tuqatihi, wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. O those who have believed, fear Allah as He should be feared, or adopt taqwa as the taqwa of Allah should be adopted. Wa la tamutunna, and do not leave this world, illa wa antum muslimun, except in a condition that you have totally submitted yourself to Allah. So I mentioned that we are 2 weeks away from the peak season of spirituality, the season where there will be abundant spiritual benefits for those of us who want to reap from those benefits. And just as the businessman, before their peak season at the end of every year, they prepare by making sure that stocks are at the highest level possible, the logistics for deliveries and everything are in place, they have made sufficient and adequate preparations in order to benefit, an exact maximum benefit from that season. It is important that today, when we are 2 weeks away from the month of Ramadan, we also begin preparing in order to fully benefit from the spiritual blessings that will be abundant in the month of Ramadan. In the ayah that I recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the beginning of the khutbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks to you and I. Allah ta'ala addresses those people who have oppressed themselves. But look at the beauty of the language of the Quran. Allah ta'ala says that, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا, O my servants, O my beloved servants, Allah ta'ala could have said, O those who have disobeyed me, O those who are oppressive, O those who are regarded as criminals in my sight. But Allah ta'ala takes ownership of you and I, those sinful ones. Allah ta'ala says, O my servants, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِي, O my beloved servants, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ, those that have transgressed against themselves, they have done harm to themselves, unfortunate ones who have done harm to themselves, لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِن رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ, do not fall into despair of the mercy of Allah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا, verily Allah forgives all sins, verily Allah will forgive all sins, as long as the requirements are found in the tawbah, Allah Ta'ala will forgive all sins. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ, verily Allah Ta'ala is of forgiving, most merciful. To understand the reality of this ayat of the Quran, there is a riwayat that appears in both Bukhari and Muslim Sharif on the authority of Hazrat Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala an. He narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed us once and said that كَانَ فِي مَنْ قَبْلَكُمْ رَجُلٌ مِّن بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ قَتَلَ تِسْعَةَ وَتِسْعِينَ رَجُلًا, that there was amongst you, there was before your time, in the time of the Bani Israel, there was a person who had killed 99 people. And after killing 99 people, committing this grievous sin, the serious sin of murder 99 times, that remorse, that regret was felt within his heart, and he now wanted to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he approaches a monk of the time, a rahib, and he asks him that, إِنَّهُ قَتَلَ تِسْعَةَ وَتِسْعِينَ رَجُلًا, a person has killed 99 people. Look at the language. Just like any other man, it's natural tendency that human beings don't like to admit their faults. The word used is a person in the third person. A person has killed 99 people. Is there any way out for him? He's gone to the extreme limit of sin. Is there any way out for him? This rahib, who was merely a worshipper of Allah, who did not have the true recognition, who was not what we call an arif billah, the one who understands the greatness, the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he responds to him, that how can you be forgiven? How can you be forgiven when you have committed this grievous sin, not one time, 99 times? So he decides, in utter despair, he decides to complete his century. So he kills this person also. Then, but he was sincere in his desire of searching for the truth, of searching for the door and the connection back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He then approaches another person, a pious person. This person was an arif billah, a person who recognized the special attributes of Allah, who understood the reality of Allah, and he asked him that a person has killed 100 people. Is there any way out for him? Immediately this Arif Billah, through the foresight that Allah Ta'ala had granted him, he realizes that he is speaking about himself, and he tells him that إِتِي قَرْيَةَ كَذَا وَكَذَا. Go to a certain village. Go to a certain village. Mullah Ali Qari, the commentator of a hadith, he mentions that this village that he referred to was a village full of pious people. The dwellers of that village, the dwellers of that town were primarily pious people. So he commands him and he tells him that go to this village and make your tawbah in this village. From this point we understand, from this point in this hadith we understand that staying in the company of the pious has great benefits indeed. Has immense benefits indeed that we cannot understand. That effect that rubs on, that softness that comes into the hearts can only come in when we are in the company of the pious. And those of us that just refuse to abstain from bad company, well, an ayat comes to mind as I speak, where Allah Ta'ala says that on the day of Qiyamah, the regret that those people will have, وَيَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِ اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا يَا وَيْلَتَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أَتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا. The person will cry out in utter despair, oh, may my destruction come upon me, if only I had not taken so and so as my friend. Respected elders, so he tells this person who has committed 100 murders, he tells him that you go now to the village where there are pious people and you make your tawbah in that village. On the way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees that his life should be taken. The riwayat mentions that فَاخْتَصَمَتْ فِيهِ مَلَائِكَةُ الرَّحْمَةُ وَمَلَائِكَةُ الْعَذَابُ. The angels of punishment and the angels of azab now begin disputing amongst themselves that who must take his soul. Allah Ta'ala then gives them a way, a method in which they can decide. Allah Ta'ala tells them, قِيسُوا بَيْنَهُمَا. Measure the distance between the land that he left, the land where he committed those sins in, and the distance between the land that he was heading to with the intention to go and make tawbah. Now the riwayat mentions that in reality the person was closer to the land where sins were being committed. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands, فَأَوْحَ اللَّهُ إِلَىٰ هَذِهِ أَن تَبَاعَدِي وَإِلَىٰ هَذِهِ أَن تَقَرَّبِي. Allah ta'ala commands the land of the pious to come closer and the land of the sinful ones that, O land, you go further away. And in this manner, Allah ta'ala makes an excuse. Ishka naam hi hota hai. Ishka naam hi hota hai. Husn ka intizam hota hai. Allah ta'ala makes an excuse to forgive this person. So we understand the great mercy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has. In fact, that is why Hazrat Khaja Aziz al-Hasan Majzub rahmatullah alayhi, the great khalifa of Hazrat Ma'atani rahmatullah alayhi, used to say that jo nakam hota rahe umr barbi, jo nakam hota rahe umr barbi, bahar hal koshish to aashik na chore. Never mind we are failing, it seems, on the face of it. We make tawbah, we break the tawbah. We make tawbah, we break the tawbah. Never mind we seem to be unsuccessful all the time when we are knocking on the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bahar hal, aashik to koshish na chore. The true love of Allah will never leave knocking on the door of Allah, will never leave that effort. Ye rishta muhabbat ka qaim hi rakhe. This connection of the love of Allah ta'ala, as weak as it may be, we should keep that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jo so bar toote, to so bar jore. If it breaks 100 times, then we should be motivated to the extent that we will be prepared to mend that relationship 100 times. So respected elders and brothers, in preparation for the month of Ramadan, one of the first things that we should start doing is make constant tawbah, regularly make it part of our routine. Tonight, inshallah, is a very great night, the 15th night of Sha'ban. Make it a point that we make amal on these guidelines, first and foremost of making tawbah. But Allama Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi, the commentator of Muslim Sharif, he has mentioned that there are a few conditions for tawbah. There are a few conditions for tawbah to be valid and accepted. The first condition is a yuqli' anil ma'siyah, that the person must remove himself from that sin. It is no good that umrah upon umrah, hajj upon hajj, fasting, charities, All positive a'mal we are engaged in, but we are not prepared to take the blow and take the pain upon our hearts of leaving sins. That is why my Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Damat Barakatum, he mentioned so beautifully in a verse of poetry, he says that jo parhez karta nahi ma'siyat se, jo parhez karta nahi ma'siyat se, usse raah mein sakht dushwariya hai. O friend, O the person who is not prepared to go on a diet from sins, who is not prepared to take that pain upon his heart of leaving sins, then usse raah mein sakht dushwariya. You will always find yourself struggling in the path of Allah, struggling towards reaching the path of Allah. Usse raah mein sakht dushwariya hai, gunahon ke asbab se door hoge, gunahon ke asbab se door hoge, to manzil mein har waqt aasaniya hai. If we distance ourselves from the places and the avenues which entice us and which tempt us to enter into sin, then we will find that the path of Allah, the path of connecting ourselves with Allah Ta'ala, becomes extremely easy. So the first condition is that we remove ourselves, stay away from those places or those avenues or those means which will entice us and tempt us to enter into sin. The second and very, very important requirement for the acceptance of tawbah, respected elders and brothers, let us keep this in mind tonight when we spread our hands before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second important requirement for the acceptance of tawbah is ayyan dama ala fi'liha, that we have to have that deep regret within our hearts. We have to experience that deep regret within our hearts that why did we do this sin? We have to have that pain in our hearts. Unfortunately, today we have forgotten how to cry. Ayat of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala mentions that ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَٰلِكَ فَهِيَ كَالْحِجَارَةِ وَشَدُّ قَسْوَى. Our hearts have become like stones, harder than stones. وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَهْبِطُ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. Allah Ta'ala mentions that certain stones will fall out of the fear of Allah, but our hearts today have become hard. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed the Sahaba Ikram and gave such a talk to the Sahaba Ikram that many of the Sahaba were bursting out in tears. But one Sahabi came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this applies to you and I today. He comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and explains his condition to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he tells him, for our benefit, he tells him that ashku ilayka qaswat al-qalb. O Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have a complaint regarding my heart being very hard. I'm not motivated. I listen to bayan upon bayan. Ramadan comes and goes, one program after the other, Hajj and Umrah after the other. But I'm just not getting motivated. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam tells him so beautifully that jumudul ayn min qaswatil qalb. The inability to cry is because of the hardness of the heart. Wa qaswatul qalb min kathratid dhunub. And the hardness of the heart only becomes hard when sin upon sin is committed without any remorse whatsoever. Wa kathratud dhunub. And when do we commit sins? When we forget that one day we will have to place ourselves, we will have to appear before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and account for our deeds. Wa nisyanul maut min tunil amal. And we forget death when we tie ourselves too closely to this world. And in the hustle and bustle, in the pursuit for material objectives, we have long drawn hopes and desires. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in one ayat of the Quran, again on this topic that we started off on taqwa, Allah ta'ala mentions that وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whoever fears Allah, whoever adopts taqwa, whoever becomes subservient to Allah ta'ala in all his actions, يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا, Allah ta'ala will definitely make an opening for him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, commentating on this ayat of the Quran, he says, min shubuhati dunya, from the anxieties and depressions of this world, wa ghamarati al-maut, from the difficulties of death, wa shada'idi yawm al-qiyamah, and from the horrors and terrors of the day of yawm al-qiyamah. What else do we want, respected elders and brothers? This requirement of feeling that remorse and feeling that regret in our hearts is extremely important. Let it not be that it's too late. In one riwayat, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was being shown the different levels of Jahannam. When he comes to the seventh level of Jahannam, and he's shown the seventh level of Jahannam by Jibreel alayhi salam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, man sukkanu hadha al-bab? Who are the dwellers, who are the inmates of this level of Jahannam, O Jibreel? He answers, Jibreel alayhi salam answers and tells him, Ahlul kabairi min ummatika alladhina matu wa lam yatubu. Those sinners, the sinners of your ummah that committed major sins and passed away without having had the opportunity to make tawbah. It is reported in the riwayah that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam for a number of days after that was in a disturbed state, a perturbed state, experiencing difficulty and he was very, very sad within. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha asked him, O Rasul of Allah, what is the matter? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells her, O Aisha, what must I tell you? Amma al-rijal fa bil-luha. As for the men, when it comes to the fire of Jahannam, they will be dragged by their beards into the fire and flung into the fire of Jahannam. And as for the woman, by their hair. The riwayat goes on to say, that hatta idha waqafu bihim ala shafiri Jahannam. When these people who are destined to enter into the fire of Jahannam, when they are now on the verge and on the brink of entering the fire of Jahannam, they will call out to Malik. They will call out to Malik and shout out, O Malik, give us one chance just to express what we are feeling within ourselves. Malik will tell them, go ahead. They will begin crying, moaning and wailing. And they will recite, they will say, Ya laytani qaddamtu li hayati. If only we had prepared ourselves for this moment. If only we had prepared ourselves for the hereafter. And they will cry so profusely that Malik, the gatekeeper of Jahannam, will say that Ma ahsana hadha al-buka. What a wonderful way they are crying in. Law kana fi dunya, but only if it was in the dunya. Only if they did it in this world, it would have helped us. Respected elders and brothers, we still have a chance. Tonight is that night where in the riwayat it comes that Allah will forgive that many people, equivalent to the number of hairs on the tribe, on the animals of the Banu Kalb tribe. But we have to do it sincerely. We have to remove ourselves from the sin. We have to have true regret on the sin. And finally, Allama Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi explains, the final condition for the acceptance of tawbah is that أَيَّ عَزَّمَ عَزْمًا جَازِمًا أَلَّا يَعُودَ إِلَيْهِ أَبَدًا. That then we should have a firm covenant with Allah. That whatever happens, whatever pain we have to endure upon our hearts, whatever pain we have to endure upon our hearts, we will stand by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very beautifully, my Shaykh puts it in a poem. He says, "Fida unki marzi pe apni razakar." Your desires, you sacrifice it in order to implement the will and the command of Allah. Fakiri me dekhega sultaniya hai. It's a promise of Allah that you will see that in abject poverty, in conditions of hardship, you will see that you will be comfortable, more comfortable than the kings are. Then you will be able to say with confidence. You will be able to say. And recite this verse of poetry, that tere haath se zere taameer hu main, tere haath se zere taameer hu main. You will tell, Oh Allah, now that I have destroyed my heart, I have destroyed my desires, I have totally annihilated myself, tere haath se zere taameer hu main. I have decided that I am not going to cast evil glances, I have decided that I am not going to wear my pants above my ankles, and I will keep my features like the external features of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. No matter what pain it causes upon my heart, you will then say this verse of poetry, tere haath se zere taameer hu main, now that I have destroyed myself. Just like when a flood hits a place and wipes out the houses and the dwellings in that area, the people are poor, they cannot afford, and they do not have the means to bring that to conduct the reconstruction of that place, and the government announces that this is an emergency area. So here, my Shaykh Mahakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib says that if we sincerely smash our desires, tere haath se zere taameer hu main, you will then tell Allah that, Oh Allah, now I am being reconstructed by you. Mubarak ho mujhe meri veerani hai. I'm not worried about the pain and the emptiness and the desolateness that I'm feeling within my heart, because now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself is going to reconstruct and give me that connection with him. And finally, Allama Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi, and I'll end on this point, Allama Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi mentions that if the tawbah relates to some hukuk of people, that some person's right has been usurped or been transgressed, then we should also ask that person for forgiveness. And why should we find it hard, respected elders and brothers? How do we know? Do we know how long we are going to live in this world? Tonight is a very blessed night, a very Mubarak night. It comes in the riwayat that everyone is forgiven in this night, those people who sincerely turn towards Allah, except two people. One is the person who holds malice and hatred for his Muslim brother. And the second person is a person who covers his ankles with his clothing. In fact, in one riwayat of Bukhari Sharif, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions, "Ma asfala min al-ka'bayn min al-izari fi an-nar," that portion of the garment which is below the ankles will be in the fire of Jahannam. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make sincere tawbah with the conditions that we mentioned, that we remove ourselves from the sin, we show true regret and remorse over the sin, and finally we make a firm covenant with Allah that we will not return to those sins. And if it involves the right of people, then we ask those people for maaf. May Allah Ta'ala give, first of all myself, inspire myself to make amal upon this, and everyone that is here, and everyone in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.